it's also very important when we are talking about students, we are talking about the most or one of the most important resources in our higher education, in our education system. They are currently in 20 years, current students, but near future professionals and always citizens. So it's important to try to understand how will the students of the future differ when we're talking about demands and expectations. And once again, I would like to reference the pandemic and what we faced. And of course, we are always talking about the prediction because it's highly dependent in so many factors, as we all know. But I think regardless the changes in 20 years, 10 or 15 years, I think students are already defining their path with more autonomy that we are also providing, but also due the society environment and influence. But they are already now making their path in the sense that we are trying to provide more autonomy and responsibility. Because when we are now talking, in, even nowadays, of innovative methodologies for teaching and learning and naturally the assessment that we need to accomplish to in an adequate way to assess them, it's important, but at the same time gives them more responsibility in assuming their own path, their own pace. All of us are different. But but it's important, I think to, and I thought so many times about this and how to deliver the best way, the knowledge to each student, to be more personalized as an experience. If we want to capitalize students, and I believe that it's possible, if, particularly when we are using digital tools and different formats of delivering classes, we are also offering a bigger set of opportunities to learn in different paces, depending on the student and considering the different capacities and potential of each student. And I'm saying that in this sense, if we are considering and linking this to how I imagine the university of the future as the mission-driven, it will involve and enhance the involvement of the student in a more organic way, in a more natural way. And this will, they will demand and expect from our side as institutions more technology literacy that we have already, but they will ask this and demand even in 20 and 15 years, more technology driven, more immersive experience in learning to capitalize their own capacities and competencies. And also, I would say that one of the things that they will demand, they are already demanding. And if you look for the students' journey since high school, they are already aware of what are the global challenges nowadays. So I think that they will be expecting that the global challenges that we are trying to address, and if we are talking about mission-driven universities, that these challenges are the core of the university, and they will expect. For example, nowadays we are talking about the future, but thinking nowadays digital transition and sustainable development. So it is expected as a student from the university, they will see as a core in different dimensions of the university these priorities. For example, the sustainable development in the government's dimension, in the education, so providing real challenges addressing to the sustainable development goals, these global challenges. And I do believe they will expect that as a university institution that is providing and supporting and encouraging to be a professional. And it is linked to the mission-driven that I was saying. And I do believe also that the best way to engage learners in the process of learning is to make them living this immersive experience that we have in the personalized learning that we have that will require and demand even more for teachers, because teacher will need to need to be always updated about the assessment, the best way to assess students, what are the most or the most adequate assessment strategies, depending on the pace and depending on the process of learning of the students, which is very difficult when we are talking about larger classes. We all know that the dynamic is different when we are talking about laboratories. But of course, if we want to provide students a more immersive experience using technology and digital tools to provide them artificial intelligence, for example, a virtual reality, to embed them in the more almost real experience of the real world, it is important that all the university has as a core some of these global challenges. And I think this, it will be expected from students in the near future. And they will expect also from the universities that this format will never end, that the institutions will provide support and update of training and education in the lifelong learning format as well, not only ending as a bachelor or master or PhD, but the university, they will expect that the university that shows that it's excellent in research and education, that will provide different formats for learning during their professional path, which is also one of the expectations, I would say, that would be very important. And one that I think, and I believe that it will be also a decision making how to enroll to university. It's something that we already see in the younger professionals. It's the quality of life and well-being. And I do believe that they will look for those institutions that take care of the well-being of the students, mental health, and the proper appropriate services to support their academic journey. That goes beyond, as we know, knowledge. It's attitudes, it's behaviors, so it's competencies. And I think they will demand and expect that from the organizations as well.